91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy outside of the 91X studios. Good afternoon, I'm Brandon White with 91X News. U.S. President Barack Obama has congratulated rival Mitt Romney on a spirited presidential campaign, but says he's confident he's got the votes to win. The president is spending Election Day in his hometown of Chicago, taking time out to play basketball with his aides. Romney has continued campaigning, telling volunteers in the Cleveland area that today is a big day for change. Romney's staff is confident that their candidate has the election as good as won.
I just want to introduce to you, because of your hard work, the next president of the United States, Mitt Romney.
His running mate Paul Ryan says Romney is running on fumes after a hectic campaign schedule in recent days. Canada's budget watchdog posted a partial analysis of the government's $5.2 billion spending cuts planned today, but Parliamentary Budget Officer Kevin Page says a complete report that would be useful to parliamentarians is impossible because he just hasn't been given enough information. Page is seeking legal advice on whether he can sue Ottawa for the information, saying he will have an opinion this month. Prime Minister Harper has declined an invitation to join the premiers at their next meeting on the economy later this month. Host Daryl Dexter of Nova Scotia says he expects all premiers will attend the two-day meeting, which begins November 22nd in Halifax. Dexter says the premiers will discuss how they can work together to help the federal government improve the economy. Some equipment used to test coin-making plates caught fire today at the Royal Canadian Mint in Winnipeg. Officials say no one was injured and no money went up in flames, but damage is estimated at $200,000. Production resumed within a few hours. It's still business as usual for Suzuki Canada, as the American firm files for bankruptcy protection and discontinues auto sales. Spokesman Bill Porter says Suzuki Canada is emphasizing the fact the two companies are not connected, and the American news is not expected to have any impact on Canadian operations. Porter says sales at the company's 60 dealerships are up over last year to a little over 500 vehicles a month. A new study suggests doctors need to pay more attention to signs of heart disease that are literally staring them in the face. Researchers say people who look old, with receding hairlines and creases near their earlobes, have a greater chance of developing heart disease than younger-looking people the same age. The Danish doctor who led the study told an American Heart Association conference in Los Angeles, the study highlights the difference between biological and chronological age. Prime Minister Stephen Harper is about as far away from the United States presidential election as he can get. And while traveling in New Delhi, India today, Harper told reporters he's not about to choose a favorite in the campaign.
I'm making no comments about the U.S. election other than to see I'm very interested in the result, and of course we'll be working with whoever the Americans chooses their leader.
Harper's trip to the South Asian nation solidified a new nuclear energy deal 2 years in the making. One person is dead and three others are injured after a co-worker opened fire at a food service company in California today. Police say the suspect, identified as Lawrence Jones, later shot himself in the head outside the building. He is in critical condition. Authorities say two victims are also in critical condition and the other is in serious condition. The shooting occurred at the Apple Valley Farms plant in central Fresno. A 13-year-old boy is in hospital with life-threatening injuries after the horse-drawn buggy he was driving was struck by a pickup truck northwest of Waterloo. Police say the boy was in the buggy last night with his 9-year-old brother as they headed to a neighbor's house in Linwood to sell chocolate bars for a school fundraiser. Investigators say the horse suddenly got spooked and bolted across the road into the path of an oncoming pickup truck. The horse was killed instantly in the crash, which destroyed the buggy. The 13-year-old has been airlifted to a Hamilton hospital, while his brother sustained minor injuries and was not hospitalized. Police say they don't expect to lay charges in the crash. An emotional video by gay and lesbian RCMP officers and civilian employees has been released with a message to young people that life does get better. The 9-minute It Gets Better video features 20 participants who tell their stories about when they realized they were gay and how their friends and family reacted, ranging from open acceptance to harsh bullying in school. The video was the brainchild of the Surrey RCMP's youth unit, and it was filmed this past summer. One officer recalls his mother crying when he told her he was leaving the priesthood because he was gay, while another recalls his family telling him it was just a phase. But the participants say eventually it did get better, and they speak about the acceptance they now experience among their families and at work. The It Gets Better campaign was launched by U.S. sex columnist Dan Savage in response to anti-gay bullying, and it has inspired videos from celebrities, politicians, and everyday people. A mummified toddler seized from antiquities traffickers is at least 700 years old and sits about a foot tall. On Tuesday, it was returned to Peru by Bolivia, where officials seized it 2 years ago as smugglers tried to ship it to France. The mummy was presented at a news conference wrapped in white linen. Its gender is uncertain, but archaeologists believe it comes from a pre-Inca culture of coastal Peru. Peruvian cultural official Blanca Alva says the mummy's left leg belonged to another child, and only two of the five pieces of cloth in which it was wrapped are original. Peru struggles to prevent the theft of its rich cultural patrimony. 3 years ago, Peru added human remains to its list of endangered goods barred from export. That's 91X News to 405. I'll be back with sports in a minute.
Autumn has arrived. Our once green trees are now changing to beautiful shades of reds and yellows, and the cool breeze fills our lungs with the smell of leaves and crisp air. Quinte Conservation has the perfect way to enjoy the new season. You can escape to the tranquil beauty of the outdoors found in our very own backyard. Visiting local Quinte Conservation areas is a fun way to get out of the house for a wonderful nature experience that won't cost you a cent. Visit quinteconservation.ca for more information on ways you can enjoy the fall.
Negotiators in the NHL labor dispute are back at the bargaining table today in an undisclosed location in New York. Reps for the two sides met Sunday, marking their first meeting since October 18th. Today is the 51st day of the lockout. Drew Tate will get the start as quarterback for Calgary when the Stampeders host Saskatchewan in the CFL West semifinal. Coach John Huffnagel had said he wanted to end speculation early on whether Tate or veteran Kevin Glenn would start. Tate started the season as Calgary's undisputed number one, but a shoulder injury sidelined him for 14 of 18 games. A pair of Calgary Stampeders were among the CFL Players of the Month. Kicker Rennie Paradis picked up the Special Teams Award, while Stamps teammate John Cornish was named Top Canadian Player. Edmonton Eskimos slot back Fred Stamps was earned the Offensive Player nod, while BC Lions linebacker Adam Big Hill took the Defensive Award. The Toronto Raptors are looking to start a winning streak, but it won't be easy. The Raptors are in Oklahoma City to face the Western Conference champion Thunder. Both teams are 1-2 on this season. Two other NBA games have the Chicago Bulls hosting Orlando, and Denver at home to Detroit. Canada's off to a good start at the Four Nations Women's Hockey Tournament. Jaina Hefford scored twice in Canada's 6-0 victory today over the host nation, Finland. Canada was coming off of an 8-1 rout of Finland in exhibition play last Sunday. Canada will face the defending champion Americans on Wednesday. The Canadian Soccer Association has named Tony Fonseca its new technical director. Fonseca is a longtime staff coach for the association. He's coached Canada's under-20 and under-23 teams, and most recently has been an assistant coach with the senior squad. The post has been vacant since Stephen Hart left it to take over as national team coach. He later stepped down last month as coach in the wake of an 8-1 loss in Honduras. An Olympic wrestler from Uzbekistan has been stripped of his bronze medal from the London Games because of a positive doping test. Two officials with knowledge of the decision say that the IOC disqualified Soslan Tegyev, a freestyle wrestler who won bronze in the 74-kilogram class. The officials say Tegyev tested positive for the banned stimulant methylhexanamine. The result was confirmed after the games finished August 12th. Tegyev becomes the second athlete from the London Olympics stripped of a medal after a doping violation. And in junior hockey action, the Buffalo Junior Sabres are hosting the Oakville Blades at 7:30, and the Port Hope Panthers head to Napanee to take on the Raiders also at 7:30. Napanee is looking to snap a 6-game losing streak, while Port Hope is aiming for 3 straight wins. Buffalo will try for the back-to-back win against Oakville after beating them 3-2 on Saturday. Please remember to send us your team or league scores. Be sure to email us at sports@91x.fm. That's it for sports. Here's your weather update. Later this evening, we'll see some cloudy periods and the temperature dropping to zero. Tonight, mainly clear and falling to a chilly minus 3 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine and a high of 5 degrees. Right now, it's 1 degree. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Brandon White, and the news is next at 6.